twice. What the fuck is going on?
Earth 3 in this bitch.
The Wachowskis took a lot of inspiration from Ghost in the Shell and Akira and all that kind of stuff for The Matrix. So
Reloaded.
Yeah. It's basically just anime and philosophy just converging.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Animal philosophy.
And of course, we saw the Batman. We won't do spoilers. Promise, Chris.
You can.
No, we won't do
Batman's in it.
What?
Yeah,
and Catwoman fights crime.
And Catwoman's in it too.
What?
Yes,
the Riddler's in it.
You know what I want? Catman. Okay, go. Let's have a modern day.
I'm the Catman.
Here's an actual real spoiler.
Sorry, that was like the Scatman, but it was the Catman.
Yeah.
He's vengeance.
Fuck my life up.
He's the knight.
He's vengeance, and I nutted.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, he's vengeance.
Bro.
Jesse's wet dream finally came true.
You got a thing for
true.
Robert Pattinson?
No, I got a thing for Batman, you idiot.
It doesn't
and
matter.
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson is Batman now. So
you have a thing for Robert Pattinson.
But so is Negan. Yeah. Negan's going to be Batman.
Oh, that'd be awesome if they actually do that.
We don't know.
It's confirmed.
What's confirmed?
That Negan is going to play Batman.
Okay, first of all, his name is...
Robert Kirkpatrick. That's not his name.
His name is Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Right. His name is Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
I'm sorry. I meant to say
his name was
dad,
Robert Paulson.
The dad from
Supernatural.
Supernatural.
I will be very excited if that actually is true.
I read that it was confirmed. He
from
was going
who?
To. From
comicbooks.com.
Are they not a reliable source?
No.
I don't even know who it is. I have no idea.
CBR.
But we are getting Michael Keaton for sure as...
We're not getting Ezra Miller, though.
Well, he'll be in the movie, but...
Really?
No, he just got panned.
Like, they're going to redo the whole Flash movie?
He's out as Flash. They might.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
they're not
the they just came out today. He's out as Flash.
I know that, but the movie's already been wrapped.
Yeah, they'll probably release this movie and everything going forward. They'll probably bring
they
in
might
someone...
Redo the ending.
They completely...
They'll probably bring someone in to be Wally West.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So they probably won't redo it, but I will just say they have done that. All the money in the world. They completely took Kevin Spacey out.
I was about to say Kevin Spacey.
And then that guy that replaced him won the Oscar for Best Actor.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
also,
they did that with the Snyder movie, the zombie movie.
Yes. Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chris D'Elia.
And then that whole thing blew up and Chris D'Elia didn't do a fucking thing. So that's cool.
We'll never know.
But anyway, Michael Keaton is coming back as Batman, which is dope.
That is really cool. I'm excited as hell to see that.
Yeah. And he was also in the Morbius movie, I guess, if anyone saw that.
Michael Keaton was?
Yeah.
As
Vultura.
I like how this started. I was talking about the Batman.
Well, we can't talk too much about it.
Yeah, we can't talk too much about it.
It's a great fucking movie, okay? It was 3 hours of me going,
in my opinion, it's the best Batman movie ever made. I've decided.
Okay.
Yep.
Jesse, where you at?
Fucking awesome. I need to watch it again.
What Batman movie? What, where are you ranking it right now?
At least in the top two.
Dark Knight's still number one.
At least in the top two.
Dark Knight's fantastic. But after thinking about it and then seeing it again, I was like, I like this better.
If I look back at it, for me personally, I don't think the Batman has any scene in it that tops the opening of the Dark Knight.
Oh, I do. Batmobile scene, bro.
It's just a car.
It's just a car.
That entire sequence, I think, was better than almost any other Batmobile sequence in any other Batman movie.
Now, the interrogation scene in Dark Knight is, for me,
flawless.
My favorite scene
that is
flawless. In the Dark Knight over the beginning.
I can't see that scene without thinking of the...
the Batman.
The Batman
scene. I was at a kid's birthday party.
I got drunk at a birthday party. But, I said it, I think, in one of the last episodes. Just the cinematography for the Batman is fucking amazing. He did Dune also, which was I haven't watched it yet, but from the shots I've seen look amazing as well. So
who did
I
Dune?
Denis Villeneuve. I can't say his last name, but he also did the Blade Runner sequel.
He didn't direct the Batman.
No, but the cinematographer for for the Batman did the cinematography for Dune.
Dune and yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did he do the cinematography for the Blade Runner, or was he the director of that movie?
He was the director of Blade Runner and of Dune.
Sorry,
the guy you named.
Sorry, yeah. The guy I named was the director of Blade Runner and Dune.
But he did the cinematography for the Batman.
Two different people. Sorry, I was just answering his question about
Blade Runner. Oh, I see. Okay, yes. Okay,
no, two different people. The cinematographer was for the Batman and for Dune. Oh. Anyway, both really great. I lost my train of thought.
You know, he was in Morbius. He was also in Blade Runner. Yeah.
Who?
The guy from
Morbius.
Morbius.
Jared Leto is fucking in both those movies. Yeah. God damn it.
Well, it's all connected, bro.
Yeah. He's good in Blade Runner.
He's there for like 5 minutes.
Right.
And they were great.
Uh-huh.
He's good in movies he's not the main character in.
Fight Club.
He's great in Fight Club.
Requiem for a Dream, he was good in. I mean,
Dallas Buyers Club.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either. He won something for that.
Lord of War.
Oh.
Dude, that movie's dope.
That's a dope movie.
It's a good movie.
Yep.
That's a great opening sequence. We should just have like an opening sequence episode.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
He's creepy as shit in the movie with Denzel Washington where
yes.
They're not sure if he's
The Little Things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw that.
It wasn't too bad.
It kind of fell flat in the end.
It looked kind of pushed to me.
But he did. I felt like he did an act like he was creepy the whole time, and you were never sure
if he actually did anything. Yeah.
Well, he's not a bad actor.
No, he's not. He just goes over the top with his roles sometimes for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah. He did you hear about his method acting shit that went down for this movie for Morbius?
Yes. He actually walked on a crutch and had to get help going to the bathroom.
Yep. And he would take like 45-minute bathroom breaks because his character would have to take that long. And yeah,
sounds like
bro, you don't become a real fucking bat, okay? Fucking idiot.
You're fucking idiot.
You fucking dumbass.
Ooh, yeah. You got to tell us how great it is.
I have to see that movie this week. My sister wants to see it. And
cool,
I
man.
Will oblige.
My sister wants to see
it. To see it.
She trapped me because she didn't say, do you want to go see Morbius? She said, do you want to see a movie with me?
And you said,
I should have known.
Yeah.
You said, I was like, yeah.
Morbius isn't a movie.
She's like, Morbius. I was like, fuck.
I already said, yeah, didn't I?
Show did.
But another good related comic book media, Moon Knight. 2 episodes in so far. Have you guys seen Moon Knight yet?
Not a single one yet.
Nar, I need to watch it.
It's a show.
Looks cool. So far I dig it. It's not as forthcoming with I think where they're gonna go because the whole point of Moon Knight is that he has several personas and all of them don't really know what the other one's doing. So you kind of jump back and forth between Stephen Grant, who's kind of like the wimp of the three persona or two we've seen so far, two personas, and Mark Spector's the actual guy that's like this killer. So it's cool because it's kind of like a, is it him? Is it somebody else? You don't really know what's going on. And Ethan Hawke, I think, is doing really good so far as the villain who's somewhat likable. He's a cult leader, so he draws people in and makes you want to kind of listen to what he has to say. And he does that really well.
He walks on glass inside of his shoes.
He does.
Ethan Hawke does?
Yes.
His character does.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit.
No, he did not do that in real life.
He can judge people and find out if they'll ever do bad in their life. And if they do, it instantly kills them. So even if they haven't done it yet, he still kills them.
So it's what? Is that like the penance, almost like the penance stare from Ghost Rider?
He's an avatar for a god creature or minor god, Egyptian god that can judge people. And so if his whole stance, what makes him evil is even if it's a baby, if you know that they're eventually going to do something bad, take care of it now before they do the bad thing and it doesn't affect as many people. So, and then Steven's whole thing, he's like, well, I'm not going to sign up for team kill babies if we have to. So that's basically where his line
Steven
is drawn.
Grant's really funny. That persona is really funny. Oscar Isaac does amazing.
Yeah, he's an amazing
playing
actor.
Two very different characters.
Nice.
Yeah.
And believably, like you see his face and the way he looks, you're like, man, okay, I can tell which persona he's being at the moment. And if you've never read a Moon Knight comic, he serves the moon god Khonshu, and Khonshu's not always the voice of reason, and it really fucks with Mark Spector's head, and you're not really sure if he had these issues before Khonshu or if they resulted from Khonshu being inside his head. So a lot of back and forth. Mental illness is a big part of this show, which is why Oscar Isaac said he wanted to do it. So it's not the most exciting Marvel show I've seen so far, but I'm very interested to see where it goes.
How many episodes is it?
I think it's going to be 6. It's a pretty short show.
If it's 6, then I need it to start doing something, because the last 2 episodes you're still like, nobody knows, like Steven doesn't know. I don't know.
Do you think they're going to do another season, though? Do you think this is one of those shows that they might?
I have hopes that this will lead into either a expanded universe inside the TV shows. Like, hopefully we'll get some Ghost Rider out of this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rumors right now that the Midnight Suns is going to be kind of their next team up, which is like all the mystical Marvel creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely huge potential for that.
Well, and the other really cool thing about all these Marvel shows coming out on Disney Plus is now we know that Disney isn't scared to put the show characters into the movies with Charlie Cox.
Oh, that was huge. Yeah,
that was huge. Putting him in the Amazing Spider-Man, Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man 3 or whatever.
But not only that, that was the Netflix shows before even Marvel mm-hmm. had those. So
exactly.
Now they're like pulling in shows within shows to get us to the movies. And then Kingpin.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Makes a return in one of the shows. And then Doctor Strange, the new movie coming out. I mean, is that exactly the what if Doctor Strange we saw?
Yes.
Probably.
More than likely, yeah.
There's been some other rumors that it's a different evil version that we've seen in the comics before, but chances are we're going to see some cool stuff in Doctor Strange.
What's her name? Captain Britain. Peggy
Carter.
Yeah, she'll be in Peggy the new Doctor Strange, and that was from the What If series. I mean, it's from the comics, but the What If series and stuff. So, yeah, it's really cool what they're doing. They're not afraid to pull in just the TV characters into the big movies either, even if it is for a cameo. That's still pretty cool that you're bringing all those people in together.
They got to be planning something because all of the Netflix shows just got onto Disney Plus. So that's, you know, Punisher, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, unfortunately, the Defenders.
Iron Fist. Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you have not watched Daredevil season 3, it's some of the best Marvel-related product I've ever seen.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's so good.
Yeah, Daredevil was my favorite out of all of those.
It's the best. Punisher, I love Punisher.
Punisher, I only saw the first season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too.
But yeah, Daredevil fucking rang true. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so watch Moon Knight, guys.
Watch Moon Knight. It's good.
Chris, I think you'd enjoy that Khonshu, Steven, who's the like sissy persona, will like be talking to Ethan Hawke's character, and Khonshu's just in the back like, kill him right now, kill him, go ahead and kill him. and then Steven, Ethan Hawke's character is like, you don't have to listen to him.
So he can hear him?
He knows he's talking to him.
He knows what he's saying, basically.
Yeah, and that's all of that, but it's just like, Khonshu's just like, kill him right now, steal that. Like,
he's like, yeah, he's fucked up. For sure.
Oh, no.
It is one of those roles where, like, I do forget it's Oscar Isaac. Like, that's how well he's doing it. So, especially in the fact that he's using, like, a very specific British accent as well. So that kind of, you know, hides some stuff. And then when he's Mark, it's his American accent. It's funny. At one point, Steven's like, there's a tiny American man inside of me. Like,
it's good. Their humor is there, just like any Marvel project, but it's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think I started off watching
Loki.
Thinking that I wasn't going to enjoy it, and it turned into like one of my favorite.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Very good.
Owen Wilson's great.
I prefer miniseries over movies sometimes because I feel like there's so much more time for mm-hmm. development, and you get to really feel a character out instead of being like, "Hey, this is who this is. You're gonna love them now. Now they're your favorite."
Yeah,
which it does happen. Korg, shit, he was in the movie the third
Thor movie. Ragnarok.
Yeah, he had what, 5 minutes of lines, if that. But
piss off, Goose.
Yeah, I fucking love
Taika Waititi, his character. Yes, yeah.
I want more Korg in my movies.
Yeah. Speaking of Korg, Amanda and I finished, hopefully, which is just the first season, but of so far all of Our Flag Means Death.
You're saying hopefully it's just the, oh, you mean hopefully
I'm
there's
hoping
more.
There's another season.
It sounded for a second like you were like, hopefully this is it.
Hopefully this is it. No. I would love another season. 10 episodes. It left on a very cliffhanger moment. So if it doesn't have another season, then fuck.
The director from Thor 3 is in that show?
Taika is an executive producer on it. He plays Blackbeard, and he directed the first episode.
Nice.
And it's about a pirate named Steed, who is the gentleman pirate, and he was a real-life pirate. He is an aristocrat who inherited wealth. And it was not the life he wanted to live. He wanted to live on the sea. So he leaves his wife and kids behind to become the gentleman pirate. And him and Blackbeard became really close friends in real life, which is crazy. So,
and that's on HBO Max.
It's on HBO Max. It's 10 episodes. They're like 30 minutes a piece. I highly recommend it. It feels like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but with pirates. Like they use modern day lingo, but like the visuals and everything else about it are of the time. So, and I don't mean they don't say like shit's lit or anything, but they just talk normally. And it's funny, like the characters feel like they're maybe like dorm mates in college because they're all really nice to each other, but they're still pirates. Like the first episode, they want to like do a mutiny and kill people. Like, but then they're like into the arts and they, like I said, they have dorm mates and stuff. And one of them's like, I used to be on Blackbeard's crew. And like, he like tells stories about that. Hodor's on it.
Oh, so cool.
And there's this like sassy gay guy that's the only one that knows how to write, so everyone's always like constantly wanting him to like, can you, I have this song, I want you to help me. Like, and they'll like tell the song, he's like, was that good? And he's like, yeah, that was great, and just writes it down for them. So it's just that kind of humor. There's a bunch of SNL people on it too.
Nice.
I don't want to give the main plot point of the show away, but I will say that this show in a very clever way made me invested in a relationship that I am not currently like watching shows that it's about at all. So I will say that for me, it was really cool the way it did. Oh, Chris, like, what the fuck?
I don't understand what you just said, but I'm interested in the show regardless.
Yeah, there's certain relationships in the show that I don't usually try. There's some homosexual relationships in the show. That's just not usually within my social of what I watch and everything. And I'm watching this show and all of a sudden I'm like, damn, I'm invested. I need to figure out, like, I need to see this through to the end. Do they end up together kind of like shit in it?
Gotcha.
Like, they just kind of sprinkle that in the beginning. And all of a sudden, as it starts to make its way, and I'm like, damn, I need to see this through and see if these two end up together kind of thing. And it's just cool writing. And, like, the show doesn't have to be funny all the time, but when it is, it's, like, really fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, like Blackbeard's teaching Steed what a fuckery is. And a fuckery is, like, basically when you prank people, like scare them and terrify them. And so there's like this Dutch ship that comes up next to them, and so they put on this like William Shakespeare style haunt on their boat. They turn into like a haunted awesome. House basically as they're going through it.
Awesome.
So just shit like that. So I highly recommend it. I think all three of you guys would really like it. But
that sounds like something I would really like.
It's totally 30 minute episodes, 10 episodes. You'll accidentally watch the whole thing. Taika is phenomenal in it, the main character as well. So check it out.
There's some geniuses of our time, and I think Taika, James Gunn, there's a few people out there that are just...
next level.
Yes. Mastered their craft.
Yes, absolutely. No, I didn't know I could like Taika anymore. Like, it's just, he's so, so good in this, so.
Hell yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a little difficult for me because I just bought a house.
Yay! In this market.
In this economy.
I know. In
Dinkelbergs?
Trust me, we were definitely feeling
it. I think you got
steeled, bro. We did. We did. We got super lucky.
He did not steal it, just for the record.
We, as my wife and I, obviously. But we were looking around for about 3 weeks, we put a few offers on a couple houses, everything like that. Kept getting outbid by about like 20K, and we were, you know, bidding about 10 or 12 above asking.
Whew.
First off, they're not going to appraise for that.
So people were going 30K over asking? Yeah, that's just like dead money.
Yeah, it's not going to appraise for that. It's dead money. It's stupid. But my realtor knew the agent that was putting the house up for sale, but it wasn't on sale yet. And the agent that was putting on sale knew the owner really well. And my realtor was like, hey, I really think I can get you in here like really soon before it ever even goes to market. And I was like, all right. And then he gets a hold of me probably about 20 minutes later. And he's like, I can get you in tonight. We can look at it tonight. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay. All right. So I was able to get off work a little early. My boss was kind enough to let me off work early so I can go see it. Get there. And immediately I am just like, wow, this is actually a really cute house. It looks way smaller from the front than it actually is. But I went in, I looked at it, and was just falling in love with it. And I told myself I wouldn't fall absolutely in love with a house because I'd be devastated if I didn't get it. But I couldn't help myself but just be like, wow, this is our new home. I know this is our new home. Able to talk to the seller. She was really nice. Turns out I sold her furniture back in the day, which was funny.
Small world.
Yep. And... the next morning, Chris and I were going to reach out to them, but before we could reach out to them, they reached out to us like, hey, are they interested? And we were able to make an offer the very next day, and we were under contract that night.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. And it was just incredibly lucky the whole thing was, and we are very excited to get in there and, you know, get it set up and make it our own home and have you guys all over to, you know, celebrate with us.
I can't wait to get my last name on your mailbox, bro.
Yeah, you got it on Jesse's. Now it's got to be on mine.
It's a hell weird. Yeah. I can't thing wait to. Put
it's like an achievement unlocked.
I can't wait to set up the TV.
Oh God! For those that don't know, Nick and I's first time hanging out, just us, was a three to four hour maybe venture of mounting a TV in above his fireplace in his apartment. And it's like, usually when you think of mounting a TV, it's like a 40, maybe 50 max inch TV. It was like a 65 inch
TV.
Yeah. So like, and Nick didn't have any power tools. We were going to like hand crank this shit. It just wasn't working. So go to store, he buys power tools. We come back, finally get it. And then it has to charge. Like, it was just a nightmare. Yeah. We finally get it put together and then we mount it up on there. This TV's fucking huge. It takes up all the space from where the mantle was on the fireplace all the way up to the ceiling. We sit on a sectional. We're looking straight up into the sky.
Yeah, we're looking up.
We're like quiet for maybe 20 seconds. And Nick's like, yeah, I don't like that. Let's take that down.
Damn.
And that mount, that happened years ago. That mount is still up to this day.
That mount is still up there. And you know what? I'm pretty sure I'm going to do exactly what we talked about the other day.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm going to keep it there. I'm not going to take it down when we move out, and I'm going to frame the picture and I'm going to leave it on the mantle for the next person to come. And they'd be like, what the hell is this? But yeah, it's a remembrance.
Yeah.
It's like one of the big bosses.
We did this
in
for
Elden
you
Ring.
Already.
Yeah.
It's set up. Get a smaller
TV. Hey, you need
TV.
A mount. It's here for you. But yeah, I'm keeping that bitch up there. That was Dakota and I's first time hanging out, just us two, because Jesse introduced us, and we were like, yeah, let's hang out, do something. And I was like, hey, I need to mount my TV, and he was like, yeah, man, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Four hours later.
Once before ever, before this. That makes me qualified.
That was a hell of an adventure, because I bought power tools, but we went back, and remember, I was like, shit, I also need a different type of bolt or screw or something. So then we had to go to Ace Hardware after that. Yeah. What's up?
No, I was just thinking, like, when was the first time Jesse and I hung out? And I was like, was it not Resident Evil, was it the Silent Hill?
PT. It was PT.
That's the first time you guys hung out?
Yeah, because we had, like, worked together.
We hung
together.
Out, like, outside of work, like, went
probably
to...
Probably at Joel's or something.
Yeah, but, like, the first time he and I, we were playing PT.
Yeah.
Really? So that was, like, 2014.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, man.
Maybe?
It was a good time.
No, that's too late.
That's PT.
That's too
late,
then.
That's PS4.
Maybe we'd hung out, but I don't think we really did, though. Like,
we'd go over to your house.
You went over to my house before I went to your house?
Yeah.
What'd you do at my house? We'd play video games?
No.
Like, what else did we do?
No, we played Jenga. Yeah, we played video
games. We played Jenga? Shit.
No, I get probably 2013. When did Killer Instinct come out?
I don't know.
When the Xbox One came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, 2013.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they come out in 2013?
Still undefeated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Yeah, we know, Chris.
That's like, no one plays that.
Yeah. And we watched like Food Channel and stuff at your house.
Shit, it was only 3 years before that. Just
that was all the same
out.
Day when I was drugged.
Nah, I know.
I roofied myself.
2013 doesn't make sense because that's when you and I started hanging out.
You can't make two friends in 1 year. So you just you can't do.
I maxed out on my friends, guys. I gotta go.
I would like to hang out, but I just decided to be friends with Dakota. So that's gonna be a no for me, dog.
That's a no from me.
I just
dog.
Don't ever remember you. You were still at the apartment.
Yeah.
When we became friends. I don't remember that. I don't remember you there.
So if
the story is not adding up.
I met his stoner friend and was like, okay.
Dustin.
I met his stoner friend.
So it's Dustin. You were friends with him first.
Yeah, I was friends with Dustin.
I actually knew Dustin before I knew Jesse also.
Yeah. I didn't
were
know
you,
him.
Were
I'm
you
sorry.
Also supposed to hang out with Dustin and then he ghosted you?
No.
That's literally, it was like, oh, I guess Dustin hasn't shown up. We're like, what are
my
your
door.
Interests?
I opened my door and I was like, hey man, what's up? And you're like, I'm here to see Dustin. I was like, he's not here.
Yeah. I like, because I'd been there before, because like Cody was kind of in that circle and Cody and I are really good friends and we've known each other for a while. But then you had Dustin. It's so like I had been there, but like it's like everyone's there. It's like being somewhere when everyone's there and then you're like the last person to leave the party and you're like, fuck, I really don't know you, man. I'm going to go. So when did you guys meet? Because it couldn't have been 20 or start really hanging out.
I mean, we met
you were
like
still
in
at GameStop.
2010 probably.
Well, he worked at GameStop.
He worked at GameStop at the mall and I worked at GameStop outside of the mall.
Well, so was
just
it
an awesome
well
thing
before
for
2013
Pepsi
then?
Coke.
Yeah. It was well before then that they worked there. that we worked separately, because I started there in 2008. When did you start?
When did you start hanging out, though?
It was
on the real.
It was after he came to my store. After.
After the closure of the mall
after
store.
After the mall store closed.
When was that?
2012.
12. So it's probably like 2012.
But like.
Is that okay?
We can
line with your solar eclipse.
Jesse could have made two great friends in the same year.
I really just thought you guys had already been like pretty good friends for a while.
I mean, we were like really close work acquaintances, yeah.
We were really good work buddies.
Yeah. We hadn't taken the plunge yet.
Chris and I, we're still waiting for that moment to become friends.
Damn.
Here's hoping.
You brought me COVID tests.
I know, buddy. I care about you.
Okay. Don't look at me, Nick.
Yeah, anyway, we played PC. I gave you $150 once. Fuck you.
That doesn't. You can't buy my friendship.
That wasn't about buying your friendship. But you can that buy was because a COVID you test. Were in an area, and I was like, you were in a spot, and I was like, hey, let me help you out, man. And you didn't even ask for it, so
I
fuck
thought it
you.
Was the time for the anal. That was different.
We don't talk about that. Okay,
we
that
don't
was,
talk
that was,
about.
We don't
anal.
Talk about.
Listen, ow, no.
Ow.
No, that was during COVID. That was during COVID. I was fucking poor as shit, and I was like, hey, I don't want to.
What
lose.
Else do you want to say that I'm gonna have
what
Jesse
did he say?
Cut out from being in the podcast?
Fucking well, you were fucking floor shit. What'd you say?
What?
You're
poor as shit.
Poor as shit. And I was about to lose my apartment, and I was like, hey, if anybody's got any money they don't need, like, hey, holler at your boy.
Hey Siri, interrupt.
And amidst that, we played PT.
Yeah. Well, no, that was way
before.
That was the different. That was the different Earth. Earth two.
Bro, I'm real tired of Earth 3 right now.
Yeah.
But
same.
That's the bad one. That's the villains.
You just bought a house. How can you be? How can?
Because I'm really on Earth 1 right now.
Nick, I'm really excited for your house. I can't
Thanks,
wait to
man.
Come over and
I remember probably the moment you were like, this guy's okay, when you asked me what my favorite Nine Inch Nails song, and I was like, he probably, you know, likes the main one. So I was like, Closer, and you're like, bro, really? Your favorite Nine Inch Nails song is Closer? And I go, no, it's The Becoming. And you're like, that's my favorite song too!
Yeah. And then we're like best friends.
Yeah.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah.
You want to go? I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen Step Brothers? Did we just become
Wait,
not
really?
Best friends?
Correct. You haven't seen Step Brothers?
Correct.
There's a whole lot of stoner movies he hasn't seen.
That's a stoner movie? That's just an excellent movie.
It's
a really funny comedy. It is a very funny comedy.
Look, I saw Tropic Thunder for the first time last year, okay? What do you want from me?
Are you shitting my dick?
Who was all there when we did that? You, me.
I'm not shitting your
dick.
Were
you there?
No.
There was another person with us.
When people quote all the stuff, you think you've seen it. And so I didn't think I needed to see it.
But did you like it?
Yeah, it was fucking funny.
It's really funny.
That movie can never be made again, but it's hilarious.
Oh, hell no. That would not work ever again.
I'm a motherfucker.
It's really fucking funny. In context, it's even funnier.
Thank you.
Yes. And then, we met through Silent Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At good old GameStop.
They both went to Silent Hill for high school.
We did. You go to Silent Hill? Yeah. Which one? Two? Of course.
Of course. He was picking up Silent Hill 5, and it was love at first sight. He put the game on the table, and I was like, I knew I liked this guy from the moment I laid eyes on him. Yeah. And then since then, I was like, yeah, Jesse's a cool guy.
And you're like, want to hang out? I was like, yeah.
You want to help me mount this TV?
No. That was pre-mounted Nick.
That sounds like...
Yikes.
That sounds like...
Nick had been mounted.
Nick at night.
Literally, when you guys started talking about it, I was like, this sounds like something you'd find on Pornhub.
I've been pre-mounted since 13.
One of those genres that, you know, you call it hard mode or whatever, but really you're just... can you come help me mount my TV? Sure, I'll help you mount your TV.
I don't have any way to pay you for helping me mount this TV.
I got the drill.
I don't have any power tools. It's okay. I bring my drill with me everywhere I go. Like it just
wrote itself for you, huh?
One time, Jesse purposefully made me wait for him to come over to help me mount a TV mount because
I remember that
he got sick of me saying I'm on my way. And then it'd be like another 30 minutes, except I was kind of in a jam and really needed him over as fast as possible because his mount was hanging half off my wall. So I held it
that was
for
quite,
about 45 minutes before Jesse came over.
Yeah, I remember that because Jesse asked me, he was like, should I just fucking like do what he does to me? And I was like, yeah, man. And I encouraged him.
Put a timer. And I was like,
I don't do it on
30
purpose.
Minutes. I'll be there.
I don't even do it on purpose.
No, wow. We know you don't do it on purpose, but
in
it's
my
still
moment of
funny.
Need.
It was still funny.
It's even better because it was your moment of
yes.
Looking back, I'm saying for you it was awful.
At the time,
but for
yeah.
the story, that's good shit, yeah. man.
That's a funnier story after. Exactly. I agree.
Glad you guys enjoyed it.
I'm to the point now where I get invited over to places and they invite me to be there a half an hour before the thing actually starts because they know.
Nick's about to say something. I'm scared.
You just have really bad luck with mounting situations, man.
call it what you will.
The name of my biography. So you get invited 30 minutes early to show up on time.
Olivia's like, hey, come over at 5:30.
Like, she has any room to talk.
Well, I don't know. I don't invite her to my house.
I was just at her mom's wedding, and it was supposed to start at 2. That shit started about at 2:20. But hey, shout out to Olivia. That was a good wedding.
Pretty good, actually, for a wedding.
I thought we were just going to wait and see who's going to be quiet the longest.
Shit happens at weddings, man. 20 minutes, that's not bad.
Yeah.
What you were experiencing.
Okay, man. I'm pretty sure yours went on time.
Yeah. I think so.
I know mine did.
Yeah.
I'll have to take your word for it.
Yeah, okay.
I went to the most Topeka wedding ever a couple years ago. My cousin got married.
And your other cousin?
A metal version of the Here Comes the Bride song playing.
Yikes.
And then they
were they drinking PBR?
Out. Yes. All of the
Wait,
I'm
are you
sorry,
serious
the,
right now?
Yes. The groom and the groomsmen all walked up with white dress shirts, jeans, tennis shoes, and PBR.
Oh my God.
And the
dude,
my cousin's husband, his vows were all about how he's still going to go fishing. Like, if you get mad at me and you start yelling, I'm leaving. I'm going fishing. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. It'll be all up to you because it'll be Saturday and I'll be at the lake anyway. Like, it was the craziest. Like, my uncle gave these vows that were so heartwarming and inspiring. And then they went on to their personal vows and they were just ragging on each other for 5 minutes solid. It was great. And they walked out to Walk by Pantera.
Yikes.
It was amazing.
I could have
How
been
many
there.
Mullets were there?
I wouldn't be there because they wouldn't probably let me
in. Yeah, you
wouldn't
be
allowed.
Oh,
no, they weren't. They're not racist. They're totally cool people. But
Pantera's a little. Anyway.
I didn't say Pantera was full of totally cool people. Shit, half of it's dead.
And the other half, still racist. Anyway.
Is he? Are you sure?
Yes, he is.
I don't know if he is.
He is.
He is. Yeah.
Okay. Was he racist then?
Yes.
More so, probably.
They had the Confederate flag on a lot of stuff, unironically. But, you know, when you like music, you look past that, and then you go, well, I can't do that anymore, so.
I was like, where are you going with this?
You know what? It's still good tunes, man. It don't say nothing about not liking black people in a song or nothing, man. What? You like NASCAR, don't you?
No.
What about NASCAR?
What about NASCAR?
Any music lately?
Bro.
New Bad Omens.
Yeah, that Bad Omens. It's been out for a month now. Mm-hmm. About the same time as Elden Ring. Speaking of Elden Ring.
Yeah, it was. I've been digging that a lot. It's a good gateway into rock and / kind of metal music in a way. Because it's not too terribly hard. There's a couple songs that are a little bit more like what you would consider metal heavy or anything like that. But a lot of people kind of attribute it to like half Bring Me the Horizon and half The Weeknd.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah. That's kind of an interesting scenario combo thought. Like, yeah. I hadn't thought of that before, but that feels
accurate.
Yep.
Did you say The Neighborhood or did you say The Weeknd?
The Weeknd.
Oh, I would go The Neighborhood more than The Weeknd. I was in the wrong.
No, same vibe.
Yeah,
it's the same vibe.
Similar.
But man, I mean, my God, on Death of Peace of Mind, there's parts where I'm like, that could easily be in The Weeknd song of any sort. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, but yeah, it's a vibe. I love it. And
that's an industrial bop right there.
Yeah, I recommend
Death
that a lot.
Great song.
And then Health, I think, has a new one.
Bro, look at that. I pulled it
out
of my phone.
Nice, yes.
Health Disco 4 Part 2 came out. Mm-hmm. And if you are a fan of collaborations, have we got an album for you?
A lot of collaborations.
You got Poppy, Nine Inch Nails,
mm-hmm.
Lamb of God, The Body. If you're a fan, Horror, Street Sex, the Neighborhood, oddly enough.
Oh, there you go.
Perturbator. Hell yeah. Dude, it's an interesting listen. There is a lot of variance in that. So obviously, there's a lot of variance in those artists, but there's a lot of variance in the songs. It's very, if you listen to Disco 4 Part 1, there's a lot of cool collaborations on that one, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah,
if you like Health in general, you're going to like it.
Yeah. Health is kind of an industrial, I don't know if you would call him goth. I mean, maybe at one point.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, maybe at one point back in the day. But they're more of an industrial alternative band.
They described themselves as making music for a post-Skynet world. That's what they said they wanted to sound like a long time ago. And they're like, and now we're getting pretty fucking close.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I like them a lot. But yeah, their Disco Part 1 and Part 2 albums are different because they... you know, collaborate with a bunch of people. So you'll have like these heavy, heavy, heavy songs that you really don't hear Health play very often. And then you'll have these bops like Dead Flowers.
Dead Flowers with Poppy.
You know, yeah.
Isn't Everyone with Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That one too. Pretty good. You guys heard anything lately?
So after John Baptiste won his album, won a Grammy for Best Album. I was like, let me see what the Grammys thinks the best album of the year is. Pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I've listened to it like 10 times. It's like a funk, soul, a little bit of hip hop vibe to it. A lot of big band stuff. So like brass instruments, trombone, trumpet, sax, like stuff that kind of reminds me of when I was still in high school and playing that music. So it's like kind of made me back in touch with some stuff that I like forgot I liked. So, but then it's got this just cool kind of American funk vibe over it.
Cool.
Not at all like anything we just talked about, but that's actually really been digging it.
Yeah,
so there's like a 3-part arc, a song called Boyhood, a piece without any singing in it called like Movement Number 11, and then Adulthood, and it's like a dope little 3-part thing that I really like too. So
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I think Jesse, I think you'd like it. Anyone that's into like jazz or funk and like hip, like some with some light hip hop. It's not very hip hop infused, but pretty good.
Okay.
You hit jazz and my brain instantly. Did you? Okay, the guy who did the voice for Archer and Bob's Burger,
John Benjamin
or something. Yeah. Did you know that he recorded a jazz album with a full jazz band, all of them knowing what they're doing, and he played piano and does not know how to play piano at all?
No.
What?
And this is a full album of just them doing like jazz stuff and him being like.
Awesome. Sounds like him.
Dude, it's so bad, good, hilarious. I don't know how he did a whole album. Like, I could see doing one song and being like, haha. No, full album.
I've been obsessed with two very different songs recently. Charlie Puth made a lot of TikTok videos of him making his single Light Switch. Have you heard that at all?
Mm-mm.
It's very catchy for one, and he wanted to make a song using a sound effect, and so he made a song with the light switch turning off and on.
Oh, cool.
And it got really big on TikTok. He made like 5 or 6 videos of him, basically the process of making it, and it finally got released as an actual single, and it's really catchy. It's kind of got like this 80s synthy vibe to it, and he's a really great songwriter. He actually has written probably over a dozen different hits for many different artists and has his own albums as well. So it's kind of something a little more poppy, a little more fun. And then I've unironically been obsessed with the main theme for the newest Attack on Titan season. If it's a really good metal song, it's actually charting on metal charts right now. The Rumbling, awesome. For Attack on Titan. Super dope. Good.
Yeah, it is a really cool song. When you showed me, when you sent that to the group, I was like, is that the real opening? You're like, yes. Opening. And I was like, dude, that's fucking badass.
I was like, is this even going to be like a normal anime intro? And then the guy goes,
he gets into the
all
in
I
the
ever wanted to do was the right thing. And I was like, oh, we're full anime. Dude, yeah, this is perfect.
Oh, and then it gets back into the metal part. Oh, yeah. It's fucking dope.
It goes between the heavy and the song singing type stuff.
Yeah.
It's a really great song.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people do anime intros for other things now, too. They did it for the Batman, and it fucking works super well. I love it. So, yeah, at very opposite ends of the spectrum, but we found out that this is not the last season of Attack on Titan.
Are you shitting?
I'm not. So they better up their game for the next intro, I guess. So, but
wow.
Yeah.
Side note, John Baptiste and Trent Reznor are the ones that did the music for Soul. So there's a touch point. They've worked together.
Love it. Oh, dude. Trent Reznor is everywhere.
Yeah. And they won one of the songs from Soul, won a Grammy. So they even won a Grammy together.
Oh, makes sense.
God damn.
Very cool.
Okay, we could do a whole show about what has what has Trent Reznor not won an award in musically?
A Tony.
Just wait. I mean, literally, probably.
Sorry,
just
I didn't
wait.
Mean to have an answer.
No, I mean, like, what Chris genre like, of
the
music?
Kids Choice Awards.
He might.
He could be an EGOT someday.
Kids Bop 20. 31 what is going to be like. So
really, like, what genres hasn't he influenced?
Like, what has he not had a song in, like, genre-wise?
I don't know. Oh,
hip hop for sure.
I was gonna say country.
Country, but he
definitely has
bluegrass.
Lil Nas X, he has a.
Well, I just meant that Johnny Cash also just covered his song. So that's still a touch point.
Bluegrass.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of connected to country. Though.
Perfect Drugs, bluegrass. What are you talking about?
My perfect drug.
Please no.
Okay. We have a new song to create.
The perfect drug.
The perfect drug.
I hate it. I hate it.
No, you don't.
The perfect drug.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Let us know. Do you want us to make this a full song?
No.
We have no capabilities to, but we'll try. We have to talk to
the guy that helped us with the intro. Clint, I need you.
Yeah.
I need you, and I need you now.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Bluegrass? Shout out to
Clint, man, with our intro. Still love it.
We got to do a remake.
Hell yeah.
Rick. We got to do a Tall Grass remake.
Oh, no.
A Limp Bizkit remake.
What are you into lately? I've been listening to a lot of 8-bit Tall Grass.
That's where the kids are at right now.
You just want to seem out there like, oh, 8-bit Tall Grass.
Yo, you got that 8-bit Tall Grass MIDI file, man? I'll take that.
Yeah, played out of a, what's the
only
windy
in Lawrence
one?
Would you say that?
Yeah. What's the windy one?
The phone?
The like monophone or whatever it's called. Yeah.
A Nickelodeon?
Isn't that a movie?
Was that a movie?
That's
movie. That's a movie.
Oh, okay. I just know Nickelodeons were
Nick
old
just
things.
Tried
that
to drop
like
some knowledge on us.
No, I didn't know exactly if they were movies or not. I just know
Wild
you wound
West.
Them in
wow.
A gramophone? I don't know what those are called.
A something phone.
Yeah.
Wild Wild West was fun.
It was a fun movie.
So did you know Wild West? Who told me this? Someone, if it was one of you here, stop me.
I think it was him.
But that was a scrapped. Who was that? Was that you?
Keep saying what you're going to say.
The Wild Wild West was the scrapped script of Kevin Smith, Tim Burton Superman movie.
What?
Oh, that wasn't me.
The spider from it is Superman was going to fight it.
That weren't us.
That's basically it. Like, the rest of the movie's different, but like, that literally took that from the
actually,
script of
all the same.
Yeah. Huh. They're looking at me like, holy shit, yeah. I hate people listen. I did not fact check that. Someone could be fucking with me right now. But that's what they said.
Interesting.
I think KP told you.
I mean, Tim Burton.
I think you're right. It was KP.
Yeah. Kim Possible.
Call me, beat me, if you want to reach me.
Beep me.
I said that. Beep me.
Okay. Just, I want to.
Beep me.
I'm going to enunciate the P on that.
Beep me. I don't like how you enunciated the P on that.
Beep. Beep.
And on that note,
I think we're hitting the stride here. Thanks. It's about to get good. Oh, we're done?
Oh, wait. What else is there?
Damn, that was two different wavelengths.
No, I was.
He was joking.
Yeah, it was.
You were having a Josh?
This is the Digital Bath Podcast signing out.
For the last time? Question mark?
No.
No.
Next time on.